Hey there. It's a lovely day, isn't it? Hey, don't I know you? Yes, that's right. I used to babysit you when you were little. Wow, have you grown up? It's been so long. You must be, yes, at university. How are your studies going? Oh, great. Just back home for the holidays. How are your parents anyway? Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Me? Oh, I just stayed here in this town going from job to job. You know me, never could stay still in one place. No boyfriend, not right now at least. And you? No girlfriend? Well, I guess it's hard to have a romantic relationship when you're studying and partying hard every weekend, eh? Yes, I know that student life. I used to get up to some pretty wild things myself back in the day. What? It's my fault that you can't keep a girlfriend. What the hell does that mean? Oh, come on, don't just stand there all red-faced. It's a pretty weird thing to say. So tell me. You. I used to use my feet during our playtime when I babysat you. We'd play tickle games, and you'd always try to tickle my feet. I remember that now. You were always so keen to touch my soles. And oh, now you have a foot fetish, and all the girls you've been close to haven't been so accommodating to that particular kink. Well, that makes perfect sense, and I apologise for any convenience I may have caused. No, I'm not serious. Perhaps you should have handled it better with those girls, and then they might have been more accepting of your weird little babysitter foot fetish. Did you try to make your girlfriends act like a babysitter too? No, I'm sorry. That was a weird thing to just come out and say. Come on, dude. You know how you can make it up to me? You can take me back to your parents' place and rub my feet. I've been on them all day and they're quite sore. Sound like a deal? Of course it does. Well, I did start your whole foot fetish thing, so I guess it would be mean of me if I denied you an experience with what made you fall in love with the female foot, right? Sure, you can come over, rub my feet, maybe lick my soft soles. Suck on my toes if you want. Maybe I'll let you fuck your old babysitter. And then maybe at the end, I'll let you unload all over my pretty little feet. Let's go. Nice car. Surprisingly tidy for a student. You don't mind if I slip my shoes off now? And I'm sure you wouldn't mind if I rest my bare feet in your lap while you drive. Are they warm? Your crotch is so warm. It must have had a real shock when you saw me at that cafe. Did your gaze naturally fall to my feet to see if they were still as perfect as you remember? I can feel you hardening in your pants. Your cock can't resist my heels pressing into it, rubbing, my toes spreading and curling. Don't take your eyes off the road. We don't need a crash now. But still, how can you concentrate when my feet are so close to touching your bare cock? Maybe I should undo your belt. Zip down and there it is, so hard, so ready. So, how does it feel having your old babysitter's feet wrapped around your cock? How many times did you fantasize about this over the years when you were growing up? How many times did you come? As you thought about my feet stroking your cock, in the living room of your parents' house? 50? 100? Thousands? All of that sweet, sweet cum all for my feet. Imagine if it had all soaked into these feet. How much softer would they be? Oh, I know they're already soft. I know how good it feels to stroke up and down. My toes wrapping around your thick cock and squeezing. Oh, fuck. Pull the car over. Get in the back seat and fuck me. Fuck your old babysitter from behind. Oh, God. To think back then that you would grow up to be here, right now, fucking me in your car. All those times I was at your house, looking after you, smothering you under my feet as we played. Fuck, that really made you love feet. Your cock gets so hard just thinking about a nice pair. And now you have mine. The ones you originally fell in love with. The ones that sparked that first desire. Right here. Ah, you love to look at my wrinkled soles while you fuck my wet pussy from behind. You never thought you'd be pounding your babysitter's cunt, did you? Yeah. Then I'm certain you never thought about pounding her arse either. You heard me. I want to feel that hard young cock in my ass. Yeah? You want to feel my tight ass wrapped around your hard dick. Yes. I want you to fuck my ass, then come all over my soles. Use your finger first. Stretch me a bit before putting that cock in. Yes. Lube it up with your spit. Fuck, how tight is it around your finger? It's gonna feel so good around your cock. Yes, fuck me while you finger my ass. Oh, please. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Like that. Oh. I'm ready. Fuck my ass with that cock, please. I need it. Ow. Slowly. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels so good. It makes my toes curl. Fuck. Watch them. Watch as my soles wrinkle. My toes curling in pleasure as you fuck my tight little babysitter ass. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. It feels amazing, sliding in and out, so deep. My pussy is fucking dripping. Fuck, down my legs. I hope it doesn't stain your car seat too much. Fuck, I'm so close already. Oh my God, my fingers slide in so easy. Fucking hell. Fuck. Fuck yes, harder. Fuck me. Fuck that ass. It's coming. Fuck, fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck. 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 You're close too. You know what I want. Yes. come on my soft little soles. Please, please come on them. Oh, yes. Cover those feet. Oh my God, it's so warm. Put it between my soles. Yes. Let my feet milk you. Fuck, there's so much all over my soles. And your back seat. I just want to smear it into my soles with my toes. Oh, so silky. Fuck, my feet are going to be so soft after this. I wonder what it would do for my face. But that's a test for another time. In the meantime, put my shoes back on my feet for me. I need to feel your cum sliding against the leather soles. Yeah, that's perfect. Take me home. You remember where I live, right? Yeah, same place. How about you come over tomorrow? We'll have some more fun. Yep, this is it. Come over any time, actually. I live alone. It's nice having company. Especially such young and familiar company. Maybe we can play babysitter again. See ya.